Crossing the Persian Gulf, we come to the United Arab Emirates, a nation a little larger than South Carolina. While the U.S. state gets more than 50 inches of rainfall each year, the UAE only gets between 4 and 6. The vast majority of its land is desert. Yes, it borders the Persian Gulf, and it has a massive desalination plant to remove the salt from the sea. But without a freshwater source, there are no lakes or rivers in the UAE. Officials have the challenge of meeting the growing nation's needs for H2O. There is a way to make it rain, or more specifically, to make it rain more. It's risky, it's not cheap, and it requires flying a plane into the center of a storm.
At a remote airstrip outside Abu Dhabi,
research 6, level 6000.
New Zealander pilot Mike Anstis is setting off to do something most would consider impossible in a desert. He's hoping to make it rain.
Sustainer fire 2 flares now, radial 015 at 45.
Mike is cloud seeding.
Okay, I'm going to fire left, guys.
He does it by firing salt compounds into the air to increase rainfall.
On the wings of the aircraft, we've got flares, which when we fire the flares, it burns and it emits a smoke.
That smoke then attracts water vapor, creating bigger droplets. The flares, though, are only effective if launched from inside certain thick clouds.
If you don't like turbulence, well, this is definitely not the flight for you, because when you're cloud seeding, pilots like Mike here, they don't avoid storms. They head right into the heart of them.
Our plane is tossed around in the wind.
That's the updraft.
Side to side, up and down.
Well, we're dropping.
There is a calculated risk associated with this. We do have to know when it's time to bail out.
On the ground, scientists at the country's meteorology center track the flight.
So enjoy the weather and hold on.
They started cloud seeding 15 years ago to help sustain a growing population in the UAE, one of the world's top consumers of water. Last year, they flew more than 150 flights. Each costs around $5,000, but they say it's cheaper and greener than operating desalination plants, UAE's main source of fresh water.
Our material that we use is environmental, it's salt. Very small amount that is not affected the environment.
And it may be working.
Rain's starting to come here on the window.
Back where Mike first fired flares, a heavy downpour pounds the plane.
Did you just make this rain?
It's a natural rain, but we're trying to increase it.
Scientists are still studying how much water cloud seeding makes and the long-term effects on Mother Nature. But in a region where annual rainfall is just around 3 inches, rainmakers like Mike say this may be the best way to sustain life in the desert. John Jensen, CNN, somewhere over the UAE.
Now, for 3 of the schools that requested a spot on our roll call, we found them all on yesterday's transcript page at CNNStudentNews.com. We're starting in Jafair, Bahrain. Hello to everyone watching at Bahrain Middle High School. Great to see you. Moving to the capital of Indiana, Ben Davis High School is watching from Indianapolis. The Giants are towering over the Hoosier State. And in the northeastern state of New Hampshire, the capital is Concord, and the Crimson Tide is at Concord High School.